Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning in to this Monday pod of Born to Be a Star, because you are a star wherever you are. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. Again, we're looking in the mirror and we're reflecting on where we've been and where we're going. The reflection should reflect on what you've learned, what you've discovered, and where you are now in your journey of life. We talk about different stages, different days, different times, and how all that matters. And that's kind of the beginning of the mantra where we're getting to the yes, you can. The idea of yes, you can is saying to yourself out loud, yes, I can pick my major for school. Yes, I can change my favorite designer or pick a style I like. Yes, I can decide I want a gym membership or I just want to run outside for free. Yes, I can decide I don't want to waste money on rent anymore and I want to buy something so I can own something at some point. Or, like, yes, I can decide that I want to eat differently, I want to shop differently, and I want to get a new pharmacy. Yes, you can decide that you want to join a book club and color and use an air fryer and eat more veggies and paint a wall and maybe even do watercoloring. You could maybe decide that you want to get a journal. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to go on a day trip. Maybe you want to go on a weekend getaway. Maybe you want to plan out your next vacation in advance. Maybe you want to go to a specific restaurant for your birthday. Or maybe you just want to be with your family. Regardless, you should be saying to yourself, yes, I can. Outside of the yes, you can is the never give up. If you love and believe in something or someone, you can't give up on them and you can't give up on yourself. Saying out loud, I'm never going to give up, is a mantra that should give you energy and give you the ability to conquer and get through anything, to persevere through the bad. Life is not always easy. In fact, life is probably harder than it should probably be. And we have to find a way to persevere to the good. We do. Outside of the never give up is the why not today. And the why not today is the fight against indecisiveness and procrastination. Because you're not going to get anything done tomorrow if you're not done with today. It's just not happening. And that's it. Following that, let's get to the headlines. So Trump made a comment about a bloodbath during his speech the other night. And everybody that's on the media that's in the left is saying that he's saying horrible things. But I would like to reflect on how the media attacked Donald Trump and Republicans while he was in office as the president. And I'm talking about MSDNC and I'm talking about Clinton News Network and any other leftist station that exists. They attacked the president of the United States of America and pretended like he didn't win for 4 years. They all pretended like the Russia hoax was real, and they're still doing that now. They pretended like January 6th was a big deal and nothing happened. Nothing. And the people that died on January 6th was actually Babbitt and some police officers that commit suicide because they were punks. What else is there to talk about? Why aren't we talking about the fact that Biden's polls are doing horribly? And that doesn't actually have anything to do with Donald Trump. The media is spinning lies for Joe Biden. And this is not a 2020 election where he had cover to hide COVID to hide him. He is a empty shell. These people will do anything to elect an empty box as the president of the United States of America because they're horrified at the idea that somebody would actually be in the White House who can actually run something. Right? Outside of saying, I don't know if I have permission to say this. The president is saying that. I don't know if I have permission to say this. Seriously? What does that mean? What does it mean when he says, I need permission? Permission for what? You're the commander in chief of the United States of America, and you're a leader and a head figure in the world, and you need permission? Who are these people that are giving him the permission? And how the hell are we living in a country without a leader? Kamala Harris isn't leading anything but dumb to dumber. And Joe Biden is a puppet, waiting for someone to put their hand into his back and make his mouth move. I have been saying this for a while. I just had a conversation with Skip, and I just said to him, like, isn't it better for Republicans to just allow these idiots to talk on the media and say random shit that doesn't make sense? Because they sound psychotic, and they clearly sound ignorant going on news stations hyping up one comment when you don't hear the entire situation. And they do this to Republicans and Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens and Matt Walsh and Michael Knowles and Jesse Waters and Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity and Greg Gutfeld all the time, right? They do this to these people all the time. They're relentless. Dan Bongino, Dinesh D'Souza. I can keep going on with the names. Probably even myself. I wouldn't doubt it. They clip. I know the Young Turks do this. They clip out what they want their audience to hear because it's convenient for their voters. But they're not actually doing anything. I'd like to point out, since Joe Biden has been the president, our country, the United States of America, has done nothing but get worse, right? The stores I frequent, the neighborhood I love, the town that's my town, we've lost it to people that don't live there and questionable motives. Where the town council, 40,000 dead Americans in a day. We lost 2,977 Americans on wants to elect 11th. In. And because of 9/11 related illness, many thousands thereafter. And things that don't make sense for the town. Why do towns hate house owners and elderly people? Why do towns hate the working class of America? I don't understand, and no one should, right? This stuff is bizarre, but it continues to happen, and no one's asking any questions. They're attacking Trump. They're attacking any Republican. There's Democrats with microphones saying that if you see Kayleigh McEnany, who used to be on the Trump party, if you see any of these people, tell them and speak your voice. They shot one of Trump's guys in Washington. They killed him. There's insanity going on here, right? Nothing happened on January 6th, and we all know it. And if you have paid attention, you know that just a couple of days ago, Dan Bongino came out with a podcast where the podcast admits that they planned January 6th. It was a cover. Duh. So, I don't know. The more they do this, I think that what I said to Skip was right. We should just, and you don't have to be Republican, right? You don't have to be a Democrat. You can be undecided, unaffiliated, or independent, or maybe you've never voted before. Instead of getting caught up in a side, because for the majority of the part, most of these people are on the uniparty. Mitch McConnell saying he's finally going to get out of the Senate is a blessing, because a lot of the time he's been in it, he has been a person that has voted ridiculously with stuff for Nancy Pelosi. Now, I'm of the mindset, I know we had to make deals in difficult places, and I have said multiple times I appreciate all the work he's done, but I don't appreciate the work that he did that didn't help us, right? And so I'm going to call that out, but I did appreciate all the things he did do. But honestly, it just feels like,
they're going to come tell me they're coming to my door. an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I going to do this? I got a message from
it is really difficult. That the United States of America is on fire and no one has any water to put it out. It's even more difficult that we are lying to ourselves and each other, right? When I heard Rena, my hairdresser, say all that ridiculous stuff and say that if Trump gets into office, we're in trouble, or Biden's a great guy and he's somebody we can rely on. When I heard those words, when I heard her say she doesn't listen to conservatives, and this is coming from somebody that I like, right? It just makes me feel like I don't really know if I have any, like, connection with people when it comes to politics. Because I cannot be on the side of stupidity, right? I'm just going to guess that Rena, as well as like 98% of these leftist people, don't know the truth. They're indoctrinated. But they're indoctrinated to the point where there is no help. And honestly, I don't think there's anything we can do about that. I think we have to be very cognizant of what I just said. And we have to be aware that, honestly, we can't lead a well to water. And I did an entire podcast on that. Things are getting crazy out here, man. I told you there's people in the neighborhood and the local grocery store and the stores coming in places they've never been. They don't live here, but they're shopping around here. And I'm not saying that I want to be antisocial and I want to be anti-human. But I am saying, isn't it strange when you see a bunch of people that you've never seen before in your neighborhood that don't live there, that are shopping in stores where you've built some sort of connection with, and everybody in the store knows who you are, but you don't know who half the people are that are in there? That's what I'm saying. Why isn't anyone asking questions? And before I get to the main part of my conversation, I gotta say this tonight on this Monday. Why are we overemphasizing the idea of Black America continuously? Black people cannot be a part of everything. It's impossible that that would happen, since there's more white people than Black people. Here, I just said it. I just said it. White people are not the minority. They have never been and they never will be. In the entire globe, there's more white people than anything else. Please tell me you understand the math. Like, it's embarrassing. The idea that you're getting shamed if you're in an interracial relationship, the idea of you're getting shamed if your best friend is a different color, why does it matter? Why don't we just agree about the gray? It's confusing. It really is confusing that we have removed the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag from the beginning of the day for children, and we've removed the allegiance to God and country and freedom in our country of the United States of America. It's insane that this shit happens in other parts of the world too, where people go into countries and they just want to take it over. And I'm not saying that Putin is right about Ukraine, but I'm also not saying that Hamas is right about anything. If we are going to navigate the world and do things correctly, the United States of America can't be involved in anything. And I said yesterday during that hour conversation for the weekend talk that the United States has a tendency to get involved because they succeed with war. That's their straw man. War. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. And we don't have young people that are willing to boycott things and distract and tell the fucking government, no, we're not going to any more wars, motherfucker. And we need that to happen in the United States. People need to fight the government. And until we get to that point, things are not going to change here. This doesn't have to do with anything else. It's just they're attacking you. They're treating people unfairly. And they don't have a reason for it. They want to continuously overtax you and tell you that everything you believe in is wrong, that you can't like people based off of their integrity or their minds. Instead, you have to like people based on things that don't matter. That's a problem. And that's it. Why is Obama in the UK talking to the Prime Minister? What exactly is Obama doing? He had a horrible 8 years. He is not a leader. Clearly, he's running the White House right now. And the more we see stuff like this, I'm not sure what's happening here. They're admitting that Biden's White House is Obama's people. Just, I got more questions than answers, and I don't really want to go down that rabbit hole right now. But it's really insane, and doesn't that mean that then Biden didn't have anybody to run with? So he actually didn't have a candidacy? How is this possible? It's insane. We know that Joe Biden and Obama don't like each other. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. We know a lot of politicians don't like each other. You could just tell by the way they talk to each other. You could just talk by the looks on their faces. They like hate each other. They can't stand each other. And there's a bunch of people that are in politics that I don't like either. But the reason I don't like them doesn't have anything to do with the color of their skin. The reason I don't like them is because they don't make any sense, right? And I'm a person that likes logic. I like understanding A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, and so on. I like seeing the connection between things. And half the stuff that they say out loud, there is no connection to that in reality, right? The green energy stuff, making people think they got to buy things they don't need, telling people that they should get into a housing market that sucks, right? While they overtax us and punish us. It's insane. Scaring people and like Generation Z and millennials into like, you can't have kids because of like the ozone layer. Like that stuff. When's it gonna end? And I ask this stuff all the time and I don't think it's going to. Obama was in the UK. Is he showing up Biden? And they're attacking Trump because he made comments about a bloodbath in the car market. But isn't he right? Where do you think they're making these electric cars? And who do you think is going to have to pay a ridiculous amount of money for them? Shouldn't we be looking at the numbers? Shouldn't we always be looking at the numbers? Right? That is the best representation for reality. The numbers. So, what are they running on? What are they talking about? What is happening? These are the questions we should be asking, not ourselves, but the world. Moving into the next part of the conversation. Why did they charge Penny, but they didn't just charge that other guy that potentially killed the guy in the subway? Is this all about race? Or how did they do that to that guy when there was witnesses on the subway? Like, I don't really understand that. And I have more questions than answers, like always. And it's just bizarre to me that trying to protect yourself and other people in a closed setting like a subway leads to you being like, seriously, like you're charged with multiple things and you're in trouble, but you didn't actually do anything. I don't understand that, but okay. Doesn't make any sense to me.
by Takeno Magnesium to support my muscle and bone health. Takeno's extra strength, high absorption magnesium helps me get the full benefits of magnesium. Takeno, the brand I trust.
Is your computer slowing you down? It might be infected with viruses or malware. But don't worry, there's a solution.
The The CIA lied about January 6th. And I just told you that, right? Why did they lie about January 6th? Probably because it was convenient to do it. Here's a better question for you. And you could agree with me or disagree with me, but ask yourself this. We are talking about the CIA of the United States of America, right? When you're considering what their job is and what they're doing, would you be thinking that the government would be willfully attacking the citizens that they represent in a way like this? I watch enough Mission Impossible. And I've read enough James Bond books, and I've seriously become intrigued with the idea of spies to know enough about a central intelligence agency. Clearly, I've mentioned like how Joe turned on us in the United States of America, and there's plenty of politicians in the entire world that turn against their nation instantly for money and power, and they will all do it. But we have to be strong enough to call them out and not give them a way out of the responsibility that is theirs. So, the CIA lied about January 6th because it fit a story that they wanted. In a lot of countries around the world, there is no freedom. And there is no freedom left in the United States either. We're living on borrowed time and we're lying to ourselves. They eliminated that during that 2020 election where they said that Joe Biden won because he didn't win. It's called Harvard ballot. It's called ballot harvesting. They lied about the numbers, they made stuff up, the media got in line with it, and they elected in a vessel that they could control. They don't care who it is, they just want to be able to control it. If we, as a planet, don't do a better job of putting people in their places, and I'm including the government in this, then we aren't going to have anything to put in a place. We are going to be run the incorrect way. Our countries are going to become non-existent, because without babies, without children, without a growing nation, without generations, there isn't a nation. That's what's happening. Live your greatness. Further right. I want to move there. Feel like when we have these conversations about politics and we talk about these things, why did they charge Benny? The CIA lied about January 6th. Trump slammed Trump during his conversation, and they used him talking about a bloodbath to use it against him and make it seem like something happened that didn't. Does anybody care about Liz Cheney? When's the last time anybody really thought about Liz Cheney?
How many hours is you know, a solid work day in your ideal society?
Sure, I mean, I think as much as people want. I mean, I personally...
She's attacking Trump again? I don't get these people. Do they think that people are waiting to hear their thoughts? It's kind of insane, and the more they talk, the more I just can't help feeling like, okay, this is getting weird, but I'm not going to be judgy, and you can certainly have whatever thoughts you want. But Liz Cheney is just, ugh. Impeaching Biden, will they actually do it? I doubt it. I don't really trust Johnson, and I'm not sure what they're waiting for. There's enough evidence to surely enough be able to go through with an impeachment. And when I'm listening to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and these Democrats say, why are you doing this? You're wasting time. We should be focusing. I'm led back to when they did the same thing to, I don't know, Trump. They tried to impeach him 3 times, and now they're attacking him, claiming he has documents in his house that were in an actual secured room. So, no. That's not going to fly here. Not only should Joe Biden get impeached, but Mayorkas needs to get impeached right alongside with him. And Schiff and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi need to get indicted too. Right. Not only them, but Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, Fannie Willis needs to be removed from being a lawyer entirely. Her license needs to be stripped from her. We need to have actual people make these decisions, not a judge that was under her, but an actual judge that can make a diligent decision that is not based on him getting reelected. That. It's insane. It really is. But they should definitely impeach Biden. Hair talk is the main part of the conversation today. As I told you yesterday, instead of me going for my normal curly perm, I decided to go for a relaxer. And I have very curly hair. So in order for my hair to be straight, it has to get relaxed. And at first, I was like, I can't believe I'm doing. And I had some hesitancy when I was there because I didn't think my hairdresser was going to let me do it. But she did. And I'm happy I made the decision because I got everything that I wanted from it. I want something that's simple, right? It's straight. I can straighten it. I can do all these things. There's no problems. And there's no issues. I feel like it's important that we acknowledge that your hair is something you care about, and it doesn't matter what style you do with it, but do what you want to do with your hair because you're stuck with it at the end of the day. And I told you that my husband likes curly hair, but it's been curly for a while and I wanted to change. So I went straight, right? I was tired of the frizz. I was sick of the washing, and that's why I stopped being like natural, because it was so much work, and I don't want to have anything that's taking up my time like that. So I eliminated that. So now I've gotten even easier, just straight, right? Flat iron it, blow it out, done. I want simple and easy, and this definitely is it. When it comes to hair care, you also have to be very careful what products you're using in your hair. Are you using things that are sulfate-free? Are you using things that aren't as harsh on your hair? How much are you putting in your hair? If you're deep conditioning your hair, what's the deep conditioner that you're using? You don't necessarily have to have the same shampoo and the same conditioner, but you should have a conditioner and a shampoo that is going to do all the work for you, right? I've had an issue with dandruff in my hair for a while, and so I've been using this tea tree shampoo that seems to be doing a great job. Rena gave me this conditioner to use, and I still have all my conditioners from Kyle that I'll use every once in a while. And I take what I learned from Kyle and Rena, and I'm not putting any random stuff in my hair from people that I really don't know anything about. And having mixed hair means, like, some things go good with my hair and other things don't. So, I don't know. Hair care is important. So, make sure you take care of it so you're not bald. And make sure you do things that are easy so it doesn't take a long time to do it. How many days should we work out? I'd say 3 to 4 days a week you should be at the gym working out. Maybe if you don't have time for that, maybe you can get in 2.5 or do double workouts in one day. Like tomorrow, I'm going to go to the gym earlier and I'm going to run on the treadmill before I go do my workout with Leah, my trainer. And I'm going to try to enjoy that. Next part of the conversation, outside of the fact that you should be at the gym working out, and if you're not at the gym, then you should find a way to walk or run down the street you live on so you can be active and healthy. Getting rid of it, meaning throwing out things you don't need and getting rid of things that are in the way. And don't think about it, do it. The rates aren't going down for houses, and people are buying them, and I wish I was one of them, but we've talked about negative equity, but like the cost of like apartments is ridiculous. And I don't know when the rates are going to go back down, or even if they are going to go back down, because I don't think it's going to be possible, honestly. I think that the federal government has really messed over the United States of America. And it's not just the American government that's messed up. There's governments around the world that are messed up. And when things aren't going well with the government, it's hard for you to like spend like money on something like property, right? Another thing that's going horribly wrong is commercial real estate. There's big, huge buildings, and there's nothing in them. There's no people there. So, any business around it, nightclubs, coffee shops, restaurants, mom and pop shops, CVS's and Walgreens, banks, local stores, they're going to die because of that. It's just going to continue to repeat itself over and over and over again. This isn't going to get better. This is only going to get worse. The rates aren't going down because they can't go down. So you're either going to have to buy at a higher interest rate, and you're just going to have to get in the market and just spend the money so you can hurry up and get a property and start paying it off. Or you're going to be renting because you're not going to be able to get into it. It is not going down. And honestly, in all honesty, I'm just going to tell you, it's probably smarter for you to buy a house or start paying on a mortgage than continuously pay for someone else's mortgage instead of your own. Every day you're not doing one of these home buyer courses and you're not figuring this out, you're losing time and money. And you're spending your money on something that's probably not that smart. But you also want to be cognizant of the fact that the numbers aren't going down. So if you're at a 6% interest rate, you're going to have to pay that 6% interest rate, and you might literally be house poor. But would you rather be house poor and spend your money on something that you actually want? Or would you want to be like apartment rich and be miserable? That's the question. Everybody's different. Some people don't mind being in an apartment. Some people don't mind having an area that's filled with other people. Some people want their own space. It's all dependent on how you feel. Moving on from the rate, finding a new town. So I've picked out the town that I want to live in, the state that we live in. But my husband keeps like saying to me, like, I don't know about that place. But I want to live on the outskirts.
Thank you so much. I was having problems of the busyness. I literally just got a new computer. My Mac gave out on me. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'll run through everything again. So sorry, guys. Thank you so much. So this is Zara's newest tax. Really pretty floral print for this.
I don't know.
It's a size medium. Let me just pull it up here. Thank you.
I feel like when you find a town that you like, that you really want to be in, I feel like when you find the town you like, find a way to move to it so you can be there. That's all that matters. In any summer plans, I don't know, I want to do something for my birthday this year. And honestly, I just want to enjoy the pool where I live and maybe try to hit up the beach. We'll see what happens. But I really just want to enjoy the summer months before they go away, before I know it. That's the plan. Moving on from the main part of the conversation to watching things with Star Watch Talk. Columbo is one of my favorite shows, and I spent the whole day basically yesterday watching Columbo. That's why I didn't really do that much outside of binge watch Columbo episodes. It's really one of my favorite shows. I love old shows. No one is watching Monday Night Raw. I put it on for 5 minutes and I didn't know who the people were fighting and it turned it off. Love is Blind. There's a new season of that already. I gotta try it. Irish Wish looks okay. Iron Rain, The Other Shore, and there's no talent in the box offices. There's literally no movies outside of Dune 2, which is like 3 hours. And why would I spend money at a movie theater to see that when I could just wait for it to come on like Disney or something, like in a year or something? And I don't care. I don't know. Currently, we're watching Greg Gutfeld, and he's hilarious, and I can't wait to laugh at this. Moving on from watching things to eating things with Veegstar. Today for lunch, I had chicken, rice, and broccoli, and it was absolutely delicious. Tomorrow, I think I'm having pasta and shrimp. I really love the meal preps that we get every week. Thank you to Mighty Powerful Meals, a great business that's run locally in the in a nearby town that we live in, and I found it from a coworker who was very nice enough to share that with me, and I'm very appreciative of that. I absolutely love, and I mean love, the idea that I have the ability to do that. So I can't wait for lunch tomorrow. For dinner, we had salsa fresca, and I had a quesadilla, and it had in Baja chicken, and it had corn and jalapenos and cheese, sour cream. That was pretty good. Skip had a wrap. And Arby's BLT is what I had yesterday for lunch, and it was delicious. They're doing something with their bacon where they have it like as like brown sugar bacon. Delicious. They got rid of the mac and cheese bites. We only had that one time there. We had the strawberry lemonade. Absolutely delicious as well. Really, it's a great option if you're looking for a great sandwich, and it's on a Hawaiian bun, and the mayo's good, and I really like it. There's something about BLT that I love, and anytime I get to eat it, I'm definitely into it. Easy dinners, meaning you don't want dinners that take like an hour to make. You want to do like sheet pan dinners. You want to do like one pan dinners. Everything that you can just throw in a pot together and cook off for like 20, 25 minutes and be done with it. That's easy dinners. DoorDash or Uber Eats, I think they're both good for different reasons. I more so just use DoorDash, but given the option of using Uber Eats, I think I'd use that too. Do you like chickpeas? I think I like them because that's what hummus is made out of, but do I want to eat them by themselves? No, probably not. Carbonara ramen, I saw a video for it, and I don't know if I'd try it, but maybe I'd watch somebody else try it. Starting Golo. Am I really starting Golo? We will find out. Part of me wants to start it, but another part of me is like, is this really going to work? And I'm only saying it like that because I don't like getting caught up with diets that are like not something you can rely on. Which is why I was so interested in Golo, because it's a diet pill that really helps you balance what you're eating and everything. And after struggling so long with polycystic ovary syndrome, it really put me in this like stupor where like I don't even really know what works for my body, because I've been under that for so long. I don't really know how to do any of this, right? Trying to figure out a diet pill or how to be how to do something like that. Like, granted, I know how to go to the gym and drink water and eat a diet and maintain my health that way. But when it comes to like losing weight a little faster, what's the best option? I guess it probably is Golo. So I'm going to give it a shot and tell you guys what I think. I will give you an update after a week or two to see if I'm noticing a difference once I start taking it. And I'll let you know when I start, and I'll tell you how it's going as I get through about a week or 2 weeks into it. Outside of that, Spanish chicken and rice one pot. So how did she make it? There's this chick I follow on Pinterest, and she started off with chicken broth. Then she added in the chicken, and she cooked the chicken in the pot, right? She flipped the chicken. It was like thigh. She flipped the chicken. She added in Spanish seasoning. She left that there. Then she added in, I think, 3 cups of white rice. Then she added in more chicken stock. And then she added in tomato paste. And then she added in more seasonings and onions, right? Then she cooked that off, and she added in a pepper. And I think she added in Spanish tomatoes. She let that all cook off together for about like 10 minutes. And it looked good. Honestly, I definitely want to try that. I've never attempted to do all of that in one pan, but I'm tempted to try it after I watch that video. Definitely think you should find it and try it too. That, my friends, is the end of this Monday pod. Thank you for tuning in to Born to Be a Star. And I will see you same place, same time tomorrow. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. In the darkness, I see you because you are the light. Together, you, me, brothers and sisters, we are going to not only light up this world, but we are going to light up the entire galaxy among the galaxies, because we are the beginning, the middle, the end, the start, and the inception. We are never ending, all knowing, and light, an omnipresent parcel that gives you something to look forward to. We are an illumination of light that can't be stopped or hindered. And our strength, our force, our resilience, our unapologetic determination, and our energy is what's keeping this world together. So brothers and sisters, girls and boys, I'll see you tomorrow, stars. Don't forget how important you are, not just now, but always. Same place, same time tomorrow. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. And I'm saying you're a star regardless of where you live, even if it is in Ukraine. Maybe it is Russia. Maybe it's China. Maybe it's North Korea. Maybe it's South Korea. Maybe it's Peru. Maybe it's Colombia. Maybe it's Cuba. Maybe it's America's hat and it's Canada. Or maybe it's stupid United States of America. It could even be South Africa, Haiti, any of these countries, any of these places, right? Honduras, Mexico, any of these places. Puerto Rico, any of these places. You are a star wherever you are, and I will see you tomorrow. Hasta luego, por favor, and señoritas. See you soon. Bye.